I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Making sure that all of Iraq's refugees are getting aid is kind of like trying to catch dandelion fluff. World Mission's Greg Kelly says new refugee camps are popping up almost every single week, and that means getting food to these people can be challenging as they flee ISIS or other fighting. But World Mission partners have gotten food in, and along with that, the treasure, a solar-powered audio Bible. And hope draws people in. Listening groups have doubled in size.
We'd love to put 1,000 treasures in there in the next 30 to 60 days. That's going to impact more than 100,000 people who will hear. In most cases, they're hearing the gospel message for the very first time.
$50 puts a treasure in the hands of a refugee. Our website will provide links for you to help. And a ministry in northern Michigan is encouraging the body of Christ to pray for persecuted Christians. More Jesus, based in Traverse City, Michigan, has been gathering Christians from area churches to pray for the last 8 weeks. Ministry co-founder Jennifer Stoll partnered with MNN affiliate WLJN to help organize it.
We just wanted to gather people, invite them to come together to turn discouragement into encouragement. We were concerned that as Christians we were not honoring God fully by just discussing these things and mourning over these things instead of walking in the victory that he promises us.
What's her ultimate hope?
That other communities would rise up and see the power and the love of God. Their hearts would be expanded. His grace would be multiplied. People would be not only saved from the enemy in the Middle East, but that the enemy would be saved.
Read about more Jesus at our website. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can sign up to get our daily e-news blasts for free. Go to missionnews.org, type in your email address, and you'll have up-to-date missions news every day. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.